I learned from John. I seriously did learn from John Landecker. Coming up tomorrow on the show, Dan Butler. Do you know his name? He played Bulldog in Frasier. Melissa Gilbert, you know her name from Little House on the Prairie. They're in a show in Chicago called When Harry Met Rehab. They'll both be on the show. Also, legendary broadcaster Doc Emmerich, who I am proud to call a friend. He will be here as well. And speaking of which, speaking of legendary broadcasters, John Landecker. Hi, John.
Hey, hey, hey. How's it going?
It's going well.
You're supposed to answer. You're doing a radio show. I say something, then you say something. Hey, hey, hey. I'm sorry. Yes?
Is that how it works? Is that how it happens? I didn't know.
God, don't ask me.
Have you ever taught broadcasting? Seriously.
Yes.
Where?
God. No one has ever asked me that question.
Well, that's
a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
When I was working at a radio station in Philadelphia, right before I came to Chicago, and I haven't thought about this since then until the moment you've asked. One of the guys on the air also had a quote unquote broadcast school and asked me if I wanted to teach quote unquote a course. Now I was about 22 years old, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. So, I don't remember it being a particularly severe curriculum and, but they conned some people into signing up for it. So I did that for a very brief period of time. I was also on the air at the same time. So this was, I guess the term that to use now is a side hustle. That was a side hustle, if you will. Yeah.
What is the strangest?
Oh, now wait a minute.
Yeah,
You've been around long enough to know this. Do you remember they were not at WGN, but there was a very popular morning team, Don Wade and Roma?
Of course.
Okay, Don Wade's brother ran that school, and he was on the air in Philadelphia, and his on-air name was Long John Wade, and that was his school. Small world, small world.
I did not know that. I spoke twice, actually, at Loyola about going into broadcasting. This was also years and years ago. So I spoke to students who wanted to go into broadcasting that were majoring in broadcasting. And what I spent 20 minutes doing, or however long I spoke, was telling them to do anything other than to go into this business.
And
the professor, each time, different people, took me aside and essentially said, as long as I'm a professor here, you're never coming back. Because... But really, I meant what I said in several different ways, and I want your take on this because people told me that, but it's the people that ignore that advice that eventually will make it. And perseverance, good luck, mean as much, and I'm not taking away from your talent or anyone's talent, but it means as much in this industry as anything else, I think.
Oh, well, the luck part is absolutely true. The other part, I never asked anybody for any input at all. I didn't ask anyone if they thought it was the business to go into. I knew it's what I wanted to do, and I majored in communication arts at Michigan State and then dropped out my senior year to go to a radio station in Philadelphia, which I just mentioned. But I never asked anybody whether or not they thought this was the right career path. You do what you want to do. You do what you love to do, regardless of what anybody says, I think. And obviously, perseverance is part of it, and also being in the right place at the right time is part of it. I'll give you just an example. It's sort of the one that pops into my head is I was at Michigan State going to school, and at night I did a three-hour show on a local Lansing, Michigan top 40 station. And unbeknownst to me, there were two people, Dave Alberry and Jim Donahue, who were students at Michigan State, who weren't in radio but loved radio and made it their business to know people in radio. And thank you. Hey, by the way, Steve loves dogs.
I do. I know exactly what he said. He said, get out of the business.
Somebody just either, who knows what he's barking at?
I do.
It's a flag waving for all I know. Anyway,
yeah.
Where was I? So I don't know any of this is happening, and they make a recording of one of my shows. And then they became friends with an afternoon disc jockey in Detroit named Mike Rivers. And the program director for that radio station moved to Philadelphia and brought Mike Rivers with him. And then they had a nighttime opening, and the program director asked Rivers if he thought of it, knew anybody. And he called Donahue and Albury, and they sent the tape. And then one day out of the clear blue sky, I get a call that said, heads up, tomorrow you're going to get this call from a guy in Philadelphia. He's going to fly in and offer you a job. And that's exactly what happened. And I had nothing to do with it, really. I mean, I didn't apply. I didn't make the tape. All I did was do what I was doing and got lucky and was in the right place at the right time with those folks.
And also happened to be one of the most talented performers on radio ever, that at least I've ever heard.
Not at that point. And even that's, first of all, number one, that is a very debatable statement. Second of all, it certainly wasn't at that point in my career.
Was there?
And they changed my name to Scott Walker.
What?
Yeah.
There are 4,000 Scott Walkers that worked in radio at that time. There probably still are.
Well, I think
why?
Especially because, hey, you know what? I was 22 years old. I had dropped out of college. I was married. I had a small baby. I didn't ask why. I just tried to do what they wanted me to do.
So when,
in fact, I worked there at Scott Walker for, oh gosh, maybe a year.
Uh-huh.
And the station was sold from one company to another. And the outgoing program director who gave me the name Scott Walker asked me to come over to his apartment, which I did. And he said, well, Scott, what do you want to do now? And I said, well, I want to get back on the air as John Records Landecker. And he said, you know what? You're never going to make it in this business using that name. Why don't you go down to a medium market and get it out of your system? So.
And look where you are now and look what you've done in your career. I want to talk about when that turning point was. I want to talk about what's the best thing about being on the radio on WGN, including the New Year's Eve celebration. And John Landecker will be here New Year's Eve.
Well, first of all, I'm going to be there tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yes.
There's that.
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing tonight? You know what you're doing?
No.
Okay.
Well, let's see. It's still working itself out.
Of course.
So what are we going to do? Well, I know for sure that we're going to discuss John Madden.
Right, yeah.
There's a great, as it turns out, how ironic, Fox documentary that was just out, I think, a few days ago,
yeah,
on John Madden, unbeknownst that he was unexpectedly going to pass away. So there's quite a bit to be said about him in a very positive manner. So
yes,
we'll get into that on a number of levels.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
next question.
New Year's Eve.
Ah, New Year's Eve. Well, so this whole New Year's Eve started last year. It was an idea from Sean Compton. You know him, don't you?
I've heard of him.
Sure you do. Who got a hold of me and said, hey, what do you think about this idea? You go on the air for 3 hours. Now, remember, this is last year, and it is 7 to 10, and play music. And I went, wow, fantastic. So I did that, and I had a great time. And during the past subsequent months, every once in a while, someone would pop up on the air and ask me if I was going to do that again, and I said, I don't know. So I thought about it and realized that New Year's Eve is Friday, and I could go from 7 till midnight. And then at midnight, not only would it change into the new year, but it would begin WGN's 100th year. So that program is being assembled, and I'm having a blast doing it. And it's all music.
Really? Is it music from, like, the kind you played on the radio, or?
Yes, 70s.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's not talk. It's not a talk show.
Yeah.
It's a music show. It's a New Year's Eve party music show.
Well, you know, I've never listened to John Landecker where I haven't heard you have fun on the radio. Whether you go back 15 or 20 years or you go back 15 or 20 minutes, John, it seems you have always loved being on the radio. I think I'm right about that. Anyone who's listened to John Landecker knows I'm right about that. My question is, why? What is it about radio that you love so much? I get the sense that in a way, it's almost kind of like not a job.
Oh, well, that last statement is totally true. If it were like a job, I wouldn't be doing it. It goes back to my childhood. I don't have any other explanation for it. I'm old enough, or too old, depending on your take, that there were radio programs when I was a wee one that were of a whole variety of content, variety shows, cop shows, westerns, the whole gamut. And I listened to those. And then rock and roll started to creep in, and I really got into that. And I just loved the idea that you could be on the air playing tunes and having a good time. And as it turned out, my girlfriend at the time, her mother was the niece of a woman who worked at a local station in my hometown of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And one afternoon when I was in high school, I went out there, and that was the end of that. I mean, I started working there at $1.15 an hour over the summer, doing janitorial work, odd jobs, you name it. And I have been doing it off and on ever since.
Yeah, I have lots of texts that have come in here. One is, driving around in my 1974 Plymouth, my Plymouth Duster, listening to Boogie Check, how crazy 50 years can go by. Another says, John Landecker, New Year's Eve, what a party with Tom Hush, who's your producer. Both together, best thing that happened at WGN Radio. Another saying, John Landecker, just hearing his voice makes me smile. Nice, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Thank you one and all. I'm very flattered and humbled. I appreciate the positive comments.
All right.
Thanks.
Tell me again when the New Year's Eve show is on. I know it's New Year's Eve, but what time?
7 to midnight.
Seven to midnight.
Yep.
What happens at midnight?
At midnight, we cross over into the new year, and WGN starts its 100th year, and there's no news at midnight, so I'm on for an extra probably 4 or 5 minutes, and then whatever WGN programs after that is what I'm going to do.
You're not going to provide fireworks?
Not in the sense that radio fireworks, of course.
Okay. I don't know what
happens whether... that happens whether it's New Year's or not.
Listen to John Landecker every night, including tonight, and you will hear fireworks for sure, guaranteed, or your money back. John, thank you so much, as always.
It's great to talk to you, Steve.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.